welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast this week. I'm so glad you were able to join me. And as I was seeking the Lord, we're approaching Christmas time very soon, and I asked the Lord, what would He have me to share that would be a blessing to you, that would be a practical help? I mean, there are so many needs in the lives of God's people. I don't know about you, but we, in the times in which we are living, there is a clarion call of the Spirit of God that we need to arise and move on from the place many of us have been sitting, a place of spiritual inactivity, dealing with problems, dealing with battles, and the Lord wants us to overcome. He wants us, no matter how, whatever the situation the enemy could be bringing in your life or the Lord allowing, that you are not to be defeated by those circumstances, but through the power and through the grace of God, I believe there's a place in the Spirit where you can overcome. I know some of you are walking in that. Some of you experienced that. I've experienced it in my life. And God wants us to ask largely that our joy may be full, because joy is one of the most powerful of all emotions that will enable us to move forward in the things of God. How can I say that? Well, the scriptures tell us that for the joy that was set before Him, Jesus endured the shame, the humiliation, the pain, the ridicule of the cross, despising the shame. He was willing to do that out of love for us and out of obedience to His Father. And so I said, Lord, what would you have me share? Well, Christmas is coming next week, and for many people, it is a time that is difficult emotionally. Even for many Christians, there are loved ones that are no longer a part of your life through death, separation, or whatever it might be. All of us, I think, who celebrate Christmas go back to earlier days, memories that we have of family and friends, of times gone by. And so it's a very sentimental, very emotionally charged time of the year. And I understand that it's through the holidays that there's a greater number of suicides that are perpetrated. Why? Because it has great significance in our Western culture. For centuries, we have celebrated Christmas, the Christmas holidays. Now, let me just say, I know there are those Christians who are against celebrating Christmas, considering it a pagan holiday, and indeed there certainly are some pagan roots. However, some say, you know, there are those Christians who are, they've almost become Messianic Jewish believers, even though they're Gentile, that they just celebrate the feasts, and that's fine. However, even among Jews, I mean, we're talking Spirit-filled Jews, there's no agreement. Obviously, December 25th was not the birthday of Jesus, although some feel that He was actually conceived on that day in order to be born, as many say, around the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in September. So, and there are other, I'm thinking of one specifically, I won't name, but an anointed brother in Christ who feels, a Jewish brother who feels it was March that he was born. So do you understand, beloved, if God wanted us to be precise, He would have given us specific things. He was very able to do that. Look at the captivity. He spoke through Jeremiah 70 years. Daniel understood that. There was no reason for debate. But I think we need to approach this time for those who don't agree, that's all right. I am celebrating the birthday of Jesus, even though it's not on December 25th. It doesn't matter to me. The Feast of Tabernacles that the Jewish people have celebrated for millennium is basically of God, Emmanuel, God with us. It speaks of the eternal state of Jew and Gentile alike when we are in the fellowship, in the presence of God. God is going to have his original heart's desire restored, and that is to have man back in fellowship with him. But as far as the birth, the Jewish believers of that day didn't even accept Jesus when he was there. So for those of you who do not agree with the celebration of Christmas, and I'm speaking spiritually, I'm not talking about the materialism, is that for centuries, godly Christians have celebrated so many of our Christmas songs. I mean, when are you going to hear Oh Holy Night playing in, you know, Walmart, if they're even doing that now? But they used to. So one time of year, there'd be some religious songs. So the point is, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And should you disagree regarding matters that don't deal with salvation, may I suggest you prayerfully read slowly and with examination of heart, Romans, the 14th chapter. That kind of summarizes it. There's many things we may not agree on, but the point is, as Christians who do celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, having said that, and I better be moving along, we are, as I asked God, I said, what can we do? And the reason I shared that preface is that it's a time historically when people get together. I'm laughing. I'm just remembering there was a time I was on a minister's prayer line, and this particular group of ministers did not believe in celebrating Christmas. They believed it was a pagan holiday. And I remember one brother saying he and his wife, they're all family celebrated, but they would not go over on Christmas Day because they did not want to eat food sacrificed to idols. Anyway, so they'd go over the day after Christmas. And they wouldn't eat leftovers. Anyway, beloved, we each will stand before God in our understanding of the scriptures. But all I know is the highest law is that of love. Jesus gave a new commandment that we would love one another as he has loved us. And so leave the judging to God and let us rejoice in the fact that Jesus has come at this time of year that it is traditionally celebrated. And so, beloved, I asked the Lord, what would you have? Well, because it is a time that people get together, families and friends and loved ones get together for various gatherings, various events, that one of the most important things we need to be aware of is the value of our relationships, whether they be blood relationships, whether they be church relationships or social relationships through work, in neighbors, just friends. God looks at, he is a God of relationship. And so how we react and respond to one another is extremely important to him. And so I'm going to be ministering on a very unlikely text this week, found in the Epistle of James, the 3rd and 4th chapter. And beloved, it's not going to be pleasant. Why? Because James is very practical and he gets down right where we live. And I'm speaking for myself as well as you. Every one of us have offended in the areas that he is covering because we're a work in progress. Isn't that true? That's why we need to be patient with one another. And if I get you upset at any time with, you know, sharing thoughts, opinion, whatever, just pray for me because I can surely use prayers. I pray for you and I do hope you pray for me as well because we are all growing in the grace and revelation of our Lord and Jesus Christ. All right, so that's the text we're going to be dealing with. And I have before me, normally I have what I call my preaching Bible. It's large print and I've used it for years and I'm very attached to it. However, what I have before me is a Bible that Brother Glass got years ago. It's the Word, the Bible in 26 translations. And of course, the first, the bold, is in the Authorized King James. Now, I'm going to go off on another tangent. I'll try to be brief. But the King James, Authorized King James Version is my Bible. I love it. And years ago, I learned that there seemed to be an authenticity in terms of what the message the Holy Spirit was trying to speak. And this is before, you know, the New Age versions of the Bible, all the books came out about that. And I'm not adamant. I can read other translations of the Bible and not be scandalized. There are those that are just, you know, you don't want to pick up anything outside of the authorized King James, not the New King James. At any rate, so the reason I'm doing this is sometimes we can get a different slant. However, I do want to express that I feel there is a validity and an authenticity of what the Holy Spirit wants to convey through Scripture. Let me give you as an example. I found this when I was developing messages, when I preached every week in our midweek service. I'd get all the Bibles out there on the desk, and I would find, it's like, well, that's strange. And it was like only the King James at times would really say what I thought the Scriptures was saying. Let me give an example. This is found in Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse 27, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, his yoke from off thy neck. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." And for, beloved, those of you who understand that verse, I don't need to explain it. But there's other translations. I'm not going from memory now. I think the NIV that says, "The yoke shall be destroyed because you've grown so fat." A totally different take on that. If you read the context in the Authorized King James, it talks about the Lord removing the effects of the Assyrian, the effect of the enemy's attack. Whereas this particular translation I mentioned, it's all about you. You've gotten so blessed and fat and prosperous spiritually. So anyway, I'm going to be sharing, and what I'm doing today is just sort of laying a groundwork, but we're going to be going into the third chapter of James and the fourth, and we're going to find some practical things that we need to keep in mind as we are in our social gatherings, as we come together to celebrate Christmas. So God bless you, and I hope I've piqued your interest to listen the next several days as we go into the Word of the Lord. And I just want to know, I love you and I pray for you every day, radio family, my UCM partners. And as I always do, if you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. Please email, please write. I will always confirm and respond. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.